actually so scared right now. So, today I had friends over recently, and the blew. And I thought not another out of it. I thought I would go check my room because I bet you it's not in there because no one was in here because we were all downstairs. And now I'm like in bed and I've just looked over me while the chargers aren't working. Right, well, before I noticed that the extension weren't working. So I took the thing, it was plugged into a Wi-Fi extender. So I was like, oh, the Wi-Fi extender's blue. So I took it out and put the extension into the wall. And the Wi-Fi extender worked again. But then when you plugged something into it, it just went off. So I look over my wireless charger's gone off, like not working, and I'm like, why is that not charging my watch? Because it's what I use it for, I don't use it for my phone. So I'm like, what the fuck, why is that not charging my watch? And I notice, like, I unplug it, right, and I'm like, okay, I'll see if this other thing works. So the other thing worked. Right, like it's a USB, like the USB ports are all working, right? And I've just tried to plug my laptop charger into a fan that I can plug into, and it didn't work. And I haven't tried it with my laptop yet, but I'm literally so scared to plug it into my laptop because if it doesn't work, I'm fucked. I haven't got another charger for that laptop, so I'd have to go out and buy another laptop charger. And I'm like, I don't want to have to do that. So I have to search my old house for laptop chargers. Like, all my old ones. I have to look through everything and just find a laptop charger that fits it. Because if the laptop, obviously I need my laptop and for everything and all that. So I need to make sure it works and all that. But right now the wireless charger's working again. Like, it's not on the actual wire, it's plugged into a different one. But my phone charger was downstairs, so it still works, which thank God, because I haven't got another iPhone. Oh, I actually have to lie. I do have another iPhone 1. But I'm just so, like, happy that that didn't break. But I still don't know what caused it. Because everything else is working. Was my Xbox working after? I think it was. I don't remember. I don't think I'd say it on after. Because I plugged into my Xbox to work on, like me alarm clock, everything else is working, the TV, my TV is working, it's on right now, believe it or not, but just not playing anything. Everything's fine, except for everything on my extension, so I might have to get a new extension for the, actually I have one in my drawer, so I'll just swap it with that, but I actually can't believe that. Like, if that's all broke, I actually can't. Like, I actually will cry if my laptop charger doesn't work. I'll have to plug it into my laptop tomorrow. Because I don't mind doing that, but I'm so scared. If it doesn't work, I honestly will cry. Because I don't have to go out and buy a brand new laptop charger. And I'm coming out tomorrow anyway, but like, I don't know. I'll have to Google how much they are. Because I want to go watch a Barbie movie thing. If I have to go buy a new laptop charger, it's the same price as it, like, if it's like I'm taking 20 with me, so if it's like £20 to get a new charger, I'm getting the charger because that's more to me than the Barbie movie, because I can just watch it when it comes out on, whenever it comes out on. Anyway, I'll speak to you later after I Google about a laptop charger. I'm gonna try it on my laptop actually, and make it my laptop and just plug it in, see if it lights up on the side, and if it doesn't, I'm gonna go Google laptop chargers. I actually can't believe that. If it's broke, I actually will make it to someone. Literally no one was in the room. Literally, we were all in the living room. My mum was upstairs in her own room, right? So she has nothing to do with it. We were all downstairs and Bob walks out to the living room. The lecky went. And went off. And I turned it back on and it was awake and fine. So, like, it didn't go off again. Like, the switch went having a fight with me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, normally if you know what it is, normally you have to unplug it and say, oh, otherwise the switch will have a fight with you going up and down until you work out what it is. But, I didn't have to have a fight with it or anything. Then my extension just wouldn't turn on before. But it's fine now, my extension, except for, I think whatever was plugged into it, but it's fucked. I hope it's not that plug, because if that plug's broke, I'm going to get rid of that wireless. If I hope it's not my wireless charger that's blew up, because if it has, I'm getting rid of it. Like, I'll say to my sister, do you want this? Because I'm not going to ever use that again because it's blew everything. But if it's just that, I can always get a new wire for it, to be honest. But like, if it's my laptop charger, I'm going to have to find out what the fuck has happened, because I don't want to have to get a new laptop charger. I'm going to try it now. I'm this. I'll stay on here and try it. Hold on. And then he told me. It's not the worst thing in the world, but like, my laptop charger's broke. I'm gonna have to go. I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. So last week I missed posting. So it's Sunday. So it's been, how many days has it been since I was going to upload? Is it even still Sunday? Yeah. It's been, like 4 days. Oh my god, yeah, it's been 4 days, I think. But yeah, I have some news, so I'm gonna tell you everything. So I'm really bored. I'm really, really bored. I'm literally like sat at home. I'm seeing all these people on holiday and I'm sat at home and I'm like, ugh. And yeah. So What was I gonna say? So on Friday, I went to go watch the new Barbie movie. It was so bad. It was like so good. I loved it. I loved the songs from it. And I loved the Hey Mickey remix. Now it says Barbie. It goes, oh, Barbie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You're my man. Hey, Barbie. Hey, Barbie, now. Hey, Barbie. It doesn't say Hey Barbie, does it? Oh, Barbie, you're so fine. You're so fine. You're blooming my hip. I don't even know what says there, but like, you know, I love it so much. And then Pink by Lizzo, I loved it. I sing all the time. The Nicki Minaj and Ice Spice Barbie World song, I loved it. I love it. I have a lyric video with it on my vlog channel. I love it. So yeah. And then I obviously loved the Billie Eilish song. I didn't know it was in the movie. I didn't know it was Billie Eilish's song. So the first person I heard sing it was Maddie Grace Jepsen. And I thought she was just singing random songs. And then I watched Barbie and I was like, oh my. Well, the day before I went to watch Barbie, I found the song and I was like, oh my god, this is Billie Eilish's song. But I didn't pay attention to the lyrics. I was like, oh my god, this is a really good song. Didn't know it was in Barbie. Never read the description of the video or anything, or didn't read. I only read the title and knew it was by. And then I went to watch Barbie and me and Liv was going, this is in Barbie. And I was like, oh my god, actually. And then I was like, watching it and all these songs kept coming on. And I was like, oh my god, I'm dancing either way. Dancing that way. By Dua Lipa, I loved it. Yeah. And then I kept crying. I was like crying and getting really happy and crying and getting really happy on Friday. It was so, like, it was so, like, amazing, this movie. Like, Margot Robbie was incredible in this in the movie. And all the people, Ryan Gosling and everything, everyone was incredible. I hated the main Ken. Like, Ryan Gosling, I hated him during the movie because of just the part where the Kens take over. I just hated that part. Then when I got there, my mum went to me and came to me and said, "Do you like this bed?" And I went, "What bed?" And I looked at it, and it was a really, really nice grey bed with a nice headboard, everything. And she went, "Do you want this? Like, new bed?" And I was like, "Yeah!" So I went, "Yeah." And she went to get a message now and see if he does deliveries to where we live. So she asked, and he said, "Yeah." And so she was like, she said that she'll get it for me, and she said, "I'll order it." Like, thing great. And then the person said, and she wanted the mattress for bills as well, so the person said that it'll come today. And then said, the woman was like, "Oh, can I get the mattress as well?" And he said, "It'll take longer then for it to come because, it'll take longer for it to come because the mattress will have to get ordered." And, so, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. So, it wouldn't have come today. So, I was like, "Oh, that's sad," because I was really excited. And then after I found out that I was getting a new bed, I came right into my room and started taking my bed down. I was like, "I don't know when this is coming." So I was like, "You know what, I'll just take down my bed and I'll just be ready for it, whatever day it wants to come. Like, whatever day you can bring it. I can just have my room ready for it." And I'm so ready for this new bed, you know? I'm like so excited for it. So right now I'm sleeping on the mattress on the floor. And I'm actually podcasting from bed tonight. So I'm all set up. I've got headphones plugged into my phone to use the mic. And then,
A, I don't care. B, I didn't steal your bed.
Yes, you did. So I'm lying in bed talking to Mike. I was going to get me laptop for tonight because I found my podcast mic, but I was like, you know what, too much work, I'll just podcast like this tonight. I'm so excited to get me bed. My room's like a mess, like everything's everywhere in my room right now. I'm so excited for my room to be done. I can't wait until Christmas either because I want my Christmas tree up. But, yeah. I've been having trouble sleeping basically at night as well because basically at night I've been only getting to sleep at like 3 and tonight I have to go to sleep early until 11:30 at night. But I need to go to sleep early so that I can wake up early because I need to go put the crates out for the lemonade man. So yeah, I'm getting a new bed. I'm so excited to get this new bed, you know. I want a new bed for ages, like I have, and my old bed was breaking basically as well. And it was squeaking, and that's not the reason it was that I say it's breaking. It was literally breaking as well. Like, there was a part under the bed that was falling out. And it's like the middle legs, and it was falling out. And the whole bed was squeaking, and I hated the squeaking as well. Like, but you know, I always like say, like, it's so squeaky. Like, I needed, like, WC-40 or something like that. But, yeah. I keep getting distracted because I have Netflix on. I've got Sam and Castle on Netflix. I want to watch iCarly. Kinda. Do I want to watch iCarly? I do. You know, on Prime Video, on not the fire stick that's in my room. It's a different fire stick. I bought iCarly. I forget, did I buy all of season 6 or did I just buy one episode of season 6? I think I just bought I Party with Victorious. I think it was just that. But, yeah. I want food and I just saw food on Salmon Cow. I might go make some fries. Because I'm starving. I might do that after I finish podcasting. I just want to listen to some music, so I'm going to use my headphones and listen to music. But, yeah. 10 minutes, I've already podcasted for 10 minutes. I mean, the segment's like 20, so that's like half an hour. So I have to do another half hour. This podcast is going to be really long. For these 6 weeks, podcast episodes are going to get so long. Because all I can do now is, like, talk. Like, even though I'm just in all the time, there's, like, so much that happens in a day. That, like, yeah. Oh, yeah. Today, I went to an escape room. I can tell you exactly how long it took me to complete it, because I have a thing next to me. I'll probably post the pictures on Instagram. But I went to, I'll tell you where, Escape Hunt today. I played Escape the Wild West. The game's master was Caitlin. And my escape time. So it was me, me mum, me nan, me uncle. And uncle's such a weird name. Like, weird as well. Like, uncle, like, I'm an uncle as well. Oh my god, I actually am an uncle. Oh my god, that's so weird. So, I'm an uncle. Wait, no, I'm talking about something else. So, uncle is like a really weird word. So, it was me, me mum, me nan, me uncle, me cousin. Right. So, let me just turn this down so I don't keep getting distracted by it. There you go. We were at the escape room. It was raining today as well, and I didn't bring a coat, so I had to like put my jumper over me and run in the rain. But anyway. So, I was in the escape room, and we're all trying to find different clues, and we go in, and we're getting told all this stuff over the speaker, and the speaker keeps breaking, and all that, so we're all like, what's it going on about? So eventually, after we had the sound, my uncle had already opened the drawer, and then I opened it again, and I said, this X has definitely got something to do with it, because this X can come out. So, like, this X has got something to do with it. I know for a fact this X has got something to do with it. And he goes, no, it doesn't, because how are you going to get out? And I was like, are we allowed to take the drawers out? So, next minute I opened the drawer. It had a lock on it, right? But the lock was open, so I was like, I took the lock off. And I opened the drawer, and I'm like, oh, look at this. And yeah, I forget what it was in the thing. But I'm like, oh, look in here, like. And they go, have you just opened that? Did you find the key? And I went, no, it was open. And my cousin goes, did you break it? And I went, no, it was just open. So then I turn around and I'm like, I'm looking in this like thing behind us. I don't have to explain the room. So if you go, search Escape Hunt Liverpool, Wild West rooms, and then look at the pictures. I haven't even told you the escape time yet. But anyway, so I turn around and there's like this thing behind me with a wooden pole. I look in it And I go, I like how I'm looking inside of it. And I go, oh, there's the key. So, I don't know who weird me. I think we just me Nan. So I get the big pole with a little like hook on the end and I stick it into one of the holes. And I get the key and Nan goes, go on, Jordan, get it. So I'm getting it. And I got the key. And I tried it on everything. And then realised that was the key I was meant to get to open the drawer. But because the drawer was open. I mean, they should have said it over the speaker. Because they could hear us and everything. So they should have said, by the way, that's the key that you've just found is for the drawer. But no one locked the drawer, so... yeah. So anyway. So then next minute, they're all like... everyone's like looking for one thing. And I'm on the floor looking at this thing with the code. Like a thing with the code. I kept putting loads of codes in. I love the feeling of the lock when it opens for some reason. So I'm there, but I'm like on the floor putting the codes in. I'm like, what could this code be? Because we had a book that's like, you found the name and you could find the code, right? So I'm there looking at the, like trying to think of codes for this person because this label was tucked in so we couldn't get a clue for it. So I'm like looking around, I'm like, I look at a poster and it says train times because it was a train. So I'm like looking up, I'm like, it's something to do with train times. It's definitely something to do with train times. So I'm putting in each one of the times that I can. And I think it was like 15:30 that I put in and it opened the lock. And I open it and my uncle goes, how did you open that? And I go, I was just putting all the times in. And I found the label and it said like, I forget exactly what it said. It's got the same name as a tree because I was watching something before and this name came up. I was like, oh my God, that's the name of the person that I was looking at whose suitcase opened without the label. And I'm nearly I got it open and all that, and we look in the book and it says like 17:10 or something. I'm like, well, that's not the time I put in. I think it was 17:30 I put in. I think it was 17:30. And then I was like, he gets somewhere, and I'm like, it was something to do with that. So I got it open somehow. So I was really happy with that. I just kept like doing stuff like independently and just kept getting it. So like when they were all in the second room, right? I was looking for all these things. This is how I know they could hear us, by the way. So we found coal, and my uncle, I mean, we found something. There was like rubber bands on the side. And I'm like, we have to do something with these. And everyone's like, no, you don't. So I put them back. And my uncle looks at the same thing I was looking at. And goes, oh, we get the coals and throw them at these targets. And I go, no. I'm like, no. Definitely no. And the speaker goes, you don't do that with the coals. You use the rubber bands. So we're using the rubber bands to do it. And all that. And it was fun. And then, in the last room, I'm like, doing it all. Oh, I found a safe, and I was like, this safe has got something to do with it as well. And no one paid attention. Well, my mum paid attention to it. I was like, oh, look, there's a safe. And I was spinning it, like, dead fast. And then one of the clues that we got was, spin it three times, dead slowly. And I was like, I've just spun it, like, loads. So I've done this, redone it three times anyway, and it was coal and gold in there. So we put the gold where it was meant to be and all the coal, but we never had all the coal. And we didn't want to look for more coal, so you know. Yeah. So we finished this Wild West thing. I'm not going to tell you everything we had to do, by the way, because I feel like, you know. I said the painting on the wall had something to do with it as well. And I was right, believe it or not, because my cousin was putting all the things. I thought it opened, but it never. You had to put snakes inside of it. And I was like, oh my God. And I knew that painting was something to do with it because I had angels. And I knew the X had something to do with it. You know, we found a magnet and you had to put it on top of the X and it lifted the X out and there was something under the X. Anyway, I literally said I knew that X had something to do with it. So, we'd done Escape the Wild West. Our game master thing was Caitlin. And we escaped 56 minutes and 34 seconds in. Out of an hour, so we had 4 minutes, like less than 4 minutes left. I was like, yes, like when we done it. And I was like, am I really expecting to be that good? I was, it was a room where you could get out at any time, but if you needed a Wii, there was a button. Like, there's buttons on each side to get in, to get out. And you're like, if you need to go to the toilet, go. But because we had like such a big team, everyone had to be working because, yeah. I mean, the first thing I said to my mum when we got in there, I whispered, I went, Mom. And I went, she looked over and went, what? And I went, I want these door handles on my door. Because this is something that happened as well. The door handle on my door broke. I've just got, like a few weeks ago, I got new door handles for the bathroom and my room. Because we're the only two rooms really upstairs that can have these type of door handles. Because the rest of the doors are like olden day doors with round door handles. You know what I mean? And this year I got a new door as well, so like, you know what I mean? Like my old door was twisty, but now it's like handle. Anyway, so I'm like, I go to mom, I go, these are the door handles I want on my door. These door handles, by the way, Colleen Ballinger's old house had these door handles in. But the plate was like a square type of thing, but the things that were in the escape rooms were round. So I was like, oh my god. I was like, oh my god, I hope him. I was like, they're like hundreds of pounds. I was like, oh my god, I'm never getting these door handles because I'm not spending like that much money on a door handle. And then we're in like the second to last room in the train. And everyone's like, get the magnet thing, we'll see if it opens with this door. And I'm like, it won't open that door because that's a door handle that's just broke. I literally, everyone's like trying to get into this room. I go, right, look at the door handle on the door that gets you into the very last room, and then look at this door handle. And like, they're both, because they're both round, some of them was the back plate that I would want on my door. So I'm like, I go, look at the door handle on the engine room, and then look at this one. They're both, this is just that door handle but broke. And I'm like, why would they break this door handle? Because it's such a good door handle, it's so expensive. Like, there's not even a dupe version of it. If I could find a dupe version of it and buy it, I'd have it. But these are so expensive, like these door handles, I love them so much. You know what I mean? But yeah, anyway, yeah, so just to say is that because my door handle's broke. So if anyone wants to spend hundreds of pounds on these door handles, I would absolutely love that. Like, I mean, like, if you want to get me a door handle. But it was such a fun escape room, and I loved it. And I am gonna need a new door handle because I said to my mum, I said, just get super glue and I'll just super glue both the ends of the metal rod into the actual door handle and it won't snap. But it's fun. I'm excited. That. I'm hoping that I can fix this door handle because I don't have to get a new one. But I noticed that one door, one side of me, one, yeah, one of my door handles was one of my door handles was loose. So I was like, okay, why is it loose? And I said to my mum, like, this one's loose. So I'm on the other side and that one's really loose. And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm just sitting in my room, the door shut, and I go to see my mum, and I go to grab the door handle to pull it down, and when I pulled down and pulled, the door handle just came off, and I was like, what the actual hell? So now I have to be like really careful opening my door. But I can basically lock my door. Because if yous didn't know, don't do this if yous, if yous, if yous lose everything basically. Because if you lose this, you can only get back out your door with like a flathead screwdriver. That's the only thing I've ever been able to get through it with. But basically, if you have a broken door handle like mine and it just comes off, like the back plate stays on but this part comes out, right? So this square piece comes out with it, like this rectangle basically, like stick comes out with it, metal stick. So if this stick comes out, you can't open your door, like from the outside of your room, you can't open your door, or the inside. You need this metal ball. So, if you want to lock your door, basically just take out the metal pole and like no one can come in. It's so much easier than like standing in front of your door. It's like, you know what I mean? Like when sometimes when I'm organizing my wardrobe, someone will come in my room, and you know what I mean? Like, cause my wardrobe's right behind my door, it'll whack me. So like taking it out is just like easy for me, and I've got a cut on my finger, and it's like keeps pulling, it's like pulling all my skin off my finger. Yeah, so I'm gonna go, and I'm gonna go post that picture to Instagram. So I'm probably gonna caption it, yeehaw, yeehaw, because that's West, like, that's the, on the picture you'll be able to tell, but, like, that, it was a Wild West, and that's what they all said in Wild West, was yeehaw, yeehaw. And the poster board that I'm holding says, yeehaw, on it, yeehaw. But yeah, I'm gonna go, I'm probably listening to music as well, but I'm gonna post me new thing. Gonna post me a picture because it just sounds fun. Yeah, anyway. Bye, guys. See yous soon.
Hey. It's the day after the night before. Don't know why I said it like that, but okay. What the fuck was that noise? So, I'm so excited about that. Give me 2 seconds. This is why I need another person on this podcast, so that when they yawn and die, they can talk. I'm really bored and I'm really hungry, but I can't bother going to make any food because I'm really hungry and I'm really bored. Yeah, so that makes sense, doesn't it? I can't get up, I'm stuck. Help, someone, help. I'll just use the radiator. I'm going to be really soon for the one. I'm up. Wow. That was really easy to do. Yeah. So. Yeah. I don't know what to talk about. What can I talk about? Who knows? I need a burp, I think. No, I don't. I don't. There you go. Perfect. I burped. What should I do? It's 2:30 PM. So what should I do? Because I'm really bored. I have the urge to write a song. Or to do a cover of a song. But, you know. Crochet never made anybody less gay, so I love this song, you need to listen to it now. Not that. I mean, this. Drive off Barbie. Should I podcast when I make food? No. I want to make a chicken burger without the bun. I mean, just make 2 or 4, then put it on a plate with mayonnaise and dip the chicken into mayonnaise and eat it. Yeah. Where's my remote for my TV? My TV hasn't been on all day, so that means I have to put it on now, because, yeah. Someone's just started following me. on Instagram. Is that? Oh. Okay. They have 17,800 followers. Two days ago. What day was it 2 days ago? Saturday, really? What day? It's Monday right now. So, I'm waking up at 8. That, but who knows, that could have been. Wait a minute, I need to text Liv. Hold on a minute. Yeah. Oh,
blending in rentals with cats as drivers. I used to stack all the 20, spend all the fivers. Nowadays, everybody wanna go back. Ruby's as cold as ice, but she's been through in her life. In rap,
yeah, I'm bored. I'm really bored. If you didn't know, I'm bored. I've mentioned it yet that I'm bored. I don't know what to do. What have I actually talked about? Is this podcast really boring now? Yeah. But like, yeah. I think I'm gonna lift up my mattress today and move it somewhere. I don't know. I need to start thinking about what I'm gonna do when I get rid of, yeah. I changed my profile picture on Netflix. It's just interesting, though, because yours will never see it. But if yours want to match me, it's a Stranger Things one. It's Noah Schnapp, because Noah Schnapp is my bae. So, hey, where am I buying the lights? Yeah. Oh. I just pooped myself. Is the thingy out? Yeah. Season 2? No. I swear I've just read something that's a Sparks Fly, yeah? That's Taylor Swift song, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna go buy this Barbie on here. Not the new Barbie. I'm waiting for new Barbie to be on here. Because new Barbie is just the best. B-A-R. Oh my god, I put B-A in the second search, was the reputation door. Why B? That doesn't make sense. Okay, there's no Barbie. Well, there's Barbies on there, but it's like, no, Barbie the Lilac. I need everyone to watch Barbie so I can actually talk about every single thing in the movie, because it was literally like the best movie in the world. Oh, she's my best friend in the whole world.
He's accident-proof? You mean accident-proof? I'm pretty sure it's proof.
I like fruit. I'm gonna go make food, and I'll probably podcast again later. I'm really bored, so I think about stuff to talk about, so yeah. Okay, today this has to go out, and in no way, shape, or form is this podcast long enough, so I'm gonna talk for a bit. So, I don't know if I've said this, but I'm dating Amazon. I'm dating the Amazon man. And so basically, this is how I worked it out. So, on my last day of school, which was, for me, sports day. Hello.
this Amazon game aid to the elves and like to give us Amazon stuff. And I thought, no, that's always cute. And then every single time I open the door, it's always him now. But every time someone else opens the door, it's not him. So I was like, oh my god, I'm dating the Amazon man. So I'm not actually dating the Amazon man before you all start thinking it, but I'm dating the Amazon man, just not properly. And he doesn't know yet, so. Anyways, bye.